your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, upper teens. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, 3 below with calm winds. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper teens. Tomorrow night, clear, low of 1. As we're into Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, warmer, lower 30s. Friday night, becoming mostly cloudy, low 17. Right now, it's 7 above.
Diller O'Dell and Southern Public Schools start 2 hours late Wednesday. Buses run accordingly. No other postponements or cancellations reported.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The head of the state health department says Kansas is likely to have pockets of the new coronavirus variant first identified in the United Kingdom, and public health officials believe it could become the state's dominant strain. Dr. Lee Norman also said yesterday that winter weather across the central and eastern U.S. has created a brief speed bump in the state's COVID-19 vaccine distribution. Public health officials say that the emergence of the coronavirus variant means people can't let their guard down about wearing masks, social distancing, and taking other precautions. Norman said the first case in Ellis County and the second in Sedgwick County are not connected. A tradition for Alney, England for centuries and Liberal, Kansas for the past 71 years was postponed until next year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Pancake Day race and celebration surrounding International Pancake Day is usually held on Fat Tuesday, which was yesterday. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, with on-the-farm service 6 days a week and emergency services always available, takes this opportunity to salute area FFA members and advisors during National FFA Month. Did you know that today, almost 500,000 student members are engaged in a wide range of agricultural activities, leading to more than 300 career opportunities in the food, fiber, and natural resource industry? Keeping you and your machinery rolling worry-free is MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, saluting student success through FFA.
Kate News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Kate sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Kate News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Kate News, on your side.
Law enforcement authorities investigating after a 15-year-old girl died from a gunshot wound in Beverly, Kansas. Our news partners at Cake TV report around 5:40 Monday evening. Officers of the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office responded to the report of a shooting, and when deputies and EMS arrived at the home, they located the female with a gunshot wound. She was transported to a Salina hospital where she was pronounced deceased. The KBI and agents of the crime scene response team responded to investigate. That investigation is ongoing. The 5-year-old girl who was the victim of a crash earlier this month involving former Kansas City Chiefs linebackers coach Britt Reed has awakened from a coma. The crash happened on the 4th of February, and authorities say Britt Reed's truck slammed into a car that had run out of gas with 2 children ages 4 and 5 inside. KMBC reports Britt Reed is under investigation for impairment. A police search warrant shows Reed told an officer he had 2 to 3 drinks prior to the crash. I'm Rick Averett with your Wednesday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A second day of Arctic temperatures yesterday prompted rolling power outages in Nebraska and a call for energy conservation in Iowa. Residents in Nebraska experienced some of the coldest weather they've seen early yesterday, putting a strain on the power grid that saw the state's power utilities implementing rolling outages. Nebraska's largest utilities, the Omaha and Nebraska Public Power Districts, said the planned power outages were over by mid-morning after about 3 hours of rotating outages. The director of Nebraska's prison system has unveiled plans to convert the state's oldest prison into a minimum security facility, but he says the plan would only work if lawmakers agree to build a separate $230 million prison for higher-risk inmates. Nebraska Department of Correctional Services Director Scott Frake says the proposal to overhaul Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln is part of a larger effort to ease overcrowding in the state. I'm Rick Averett, Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners again revisited the jail project at last week's meeting, considering merits of two locations proposed. Initial plans were for a facility connecting to the southeast of the courthouse. Drawbacks were a significant reduction in parking for other courthouse business and a location in a residential neighborhood. These questions were raised at one of two public meetings held well over a year ago. Partnership for Growth offered a site in the industrial park east of Marysville, which was considered, but rejected in favor of an adjacent site north of Subway due to access and ground slope preferences. The county purchased that property for $100,000 after an environmental assessment. Recent comments at last week's meeting included concerns with additional remodeling costs that could run upwards of $250,000 to secure parking and access, holding cell and elevator at the courthouse. An additional jailer would reportedly be required for prisoner transport. A full-time jailer position staff position was added after a jailbreak at the current facility. An at-risk construction contract was signed with Lloyd Builders, who would guarantee a maximum cost for jail construction at a 4.5% fee. It was suggested the county consider bidding the project out instead, and the county councilor is to confirm if any penalty is due if the county were to opt out of the current Lloyd contract. Cost estimates have not been determined, but consensus commissioners last week was to utilize funds available and avoid going out for a bond issue. An estimate of funds will be forthcoming, but maybe some $4 million, much of which was accumulated the past several years as unused budget monies were swept into capital accounts. A meeting with the architect is planned before proceeding further. Sheriff Tim Ackerman reportedly dismissed the idea of another public meeting, as suggested by Commissioner Barb Kiekhaefer, stating that two public meetings had been held previously before he was elected sheriff. At those meetings, some had questioned the transparency of the project, since the public was not involved until late in the planning stages. Some had also commented on accumulation of funds that were not specifically designated for jail construction, but were transferred from other unused budgets. Construction of a senior transit facility in Seneca was delayed by Nemaha County Commissioners, who at last week's meeting tabled finalization of a contract until a geotechnical report on the proposed site is complete. Nemaha County Commissioners last week also discussed possible courtroom renovations, as well as additional safety and security measures. The Nebraska Legislature Appropriations Committee is to host a hearing this Friday on a bill presented by State Senator Myron Dorn of Adams that would allocate $2 million over each of the next 2 years to help counties fund civil awards in excess of $25 million, which could include the $28 million Beatrice 6 judgment. Gage County has paid roughly half of that to date. Gage County Board of Supervisors spoke in support of the bill at their last meeting. Registration deadline is Wednesday for a Meadowlark Extension District course through K-State Research and Extension on Leadership Basics beginning February 23rd, continuing Tuesdays through March 16th. The 4 weeks of sessions are geared toward community-based boards, churches, townships, and other volunteer and elected positions, and will cover duties and responsibilities, organization and meetings, financial responsibilities, ethics, and strategic planning. You may attend any or all of the courses free of charge via Zoom conference with handouts via mail or email. Again, registration deadline Wednesday. Contact David Key at the Meadowlark Extension District office at Seneca at 336-2184 or email dkey@ksu.edu. Nemaha County Conservation District annual meeting will be Thursday, February 18th, 7 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. Come and go advance voting Thursday, 5 until 7. We'll conclude with a brief business meeting at 7. No meal will be included this year due to COVID concerns. Rolling blackouts Monday afternoon into Tuesday resulted from increased demand on electric generation capacity in the Southwest Power Pool, which includes as many as 14 Midwest states and provides energy for utilities, including electric cooperatives and Evergy. Nemaha Marshall REA reported the Seneca substation was affected around 7 a.m. Tuesday. Another outage near Frankfort followed after a three-phase transformer went out. Bluestem Electric Cooperative reported an outage on the Clay Riley County line, and Norris Public Power serving southeast Nebraska experienced rolling blackouts in many of the communities they serve. Natural gas supplies also remain at critical levels. In response, Landall Corporation in Marysville shut down Tuesday. As of Tuesday afternoon, demand levels had fallen back to 1 from a high of 3, but officials continue to urge conservation of electric and gas resources as the ongoing cold snap lingers. Carl S. Lytle, Jr., age 89, of the Odell area, passed away February 12. A private family service will be held. A public celebration will be held at a later date. Interment at the Odell Cemetery. Curtis Meyer, Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Carl Lytle, Jr. We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations to report other than two-hour delays for the Diller, Odell, and Southern Public Schools today. Buses run accordingly. Everything else back on schedule. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, egg salad, whole wheat bread, tomato bisque, fruit cocktail, and a cookie. Tomorrow, spaghetti with meat sauce, a breadstick, green beans, and peaches. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have another low-pressure system across the southern parts of the United States, bringing more wintry weather and mixed precipitation across Texas into Arkansas. We are to the north of the system, so we're going to see just a little bit of some clouds for today, maybe a few flurries with clouds for tonight. Otherwise, dry weather for tomorrow into Friday, sunny skies, and we'll definitely see temperatures warm back up, especially as we head into the weekend. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, upper teens. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, 3 below with calm winds. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, upper teens. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of 1. As we head into Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, temperatures lower 30s. Friday night, cloudy skies in the upper teens. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-February, 47, record high in the state, 75. The average low, 22, record low is 16 below zero. We started the morning above zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:16, sunset this evening at 6:07. A balmy 7 degrees is some 30 degrees warmer than we were this time yesterday. It's a start. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Ash Wednesday, the 17th of February. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The beard delivers in crunch time and an upset halfway around the world. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Despite missing two of its big three stars, the Nets did not shy away from the challenge posed by the streaking Suns. James Harden finished with a team-high 38 points, including the go-ahead three-pointer with 31 seconds left. Brooklyn overcame a 24-point deficit to stun Phoenix 128-124. After the game, Harden said rising above adversity is nothing new for this team.
You know, one man, two man go down, you know, mixing it up. And tonight was a perfect example of that. got down 20-some at halftime, and we didn't give up. We didn't quit. We kept fighting.
Zion Williamson and the Pelicans capped off Mardi Gras with an exclamation point.
Ball in the deck. Steal Kyra. 3-on-2 break. Alley-oop Kyra! Zion!
On KRLZ, New Orleans outscored the Grizzlies 81-55 over the final two quarters and reached to a 144-113 win. The Australian Women's Open semifinal matchups are set. Jennifer Brady defeated fellow American Jessica Pegula 6-2 and 6-1 after dropping the first set to advance to her second straight Grand Slam semifinal. Brady will face Carolina Murchova, who upset top seed Ash Barty earlier by winning the final two sets. Naomi Osaka and Serena Williams headline the second semifinal. Both matches will be played later today. On the ice of the NHL, the Devils' offense found a new gear following a lengthy layoff.
Berkeley takes it away. It's loose. Shot goes wide. Now a chip try by Kuokkanen. Sails wide. He picks it up. Sends one in front. They score! And it's 4-2, and the big smile belongs to Nick Berkeley.
On the Devils' radio network, playing for the first time this month due to COVID, New Jersey rallied to score three unanswered goals in the final period to beat their rival Rangers 5-2. Dave Packer, ABC.
Kansas State basketball, 7 o'clock tip-off Wednesday. 6 o'clock pregame on AM 1570, FM 94.1. 6:30 pregame on FM 95.5. Marysville tips off at Centralia Thursday, hosting Chapman Friday. Live broadcast on Key and EY.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The COVID-19 assistance package includes provisions supported by the Senate Ag Chair, Debbie Stabenow. She said they need to take bold action to get farmers, families, and rural communities to help to weather the crisis and come out stronger on the other end. She worked with House Ag Committee Chair David Scott, House Education Labor Committee Chair Bobby Scott, to secure provisions in the bill. Those provide additional food assistance for those facing hunger by continuing a 50% boost in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and allows the Secretary of Agriculture to address supply chain issues facing the food and ag sector. Senate Ag Chair said the bill also supports farmers of color and invests in rural hospitals, along with expanding a vaccine distribution in rural communities. The legislation would help rural hospitals make up for high cost and lost revenue and increases telehealth capacities. The Peterson Institute calls the China Phase 1 agreement a flop in a recent analysis. That analysis says much of the deal was a failure, citing China's pledge to buy $200 billion or more of U.S. goods and services over 2 years. Evidence from the deal's first year shows China was never on pace to meet that commitment. During the trade war, U.S. agriculture exports to China were cut in half in 2018, with 2019 levels remaining nearly 30% lower than 2017. Now, overall, China did ramp up farm purchases in 2020, and by September was back on pace to retain the 2017 levels. But the analysis says U.S. agriculture exports ended up both 18% short of the 2020 legal commitment and considerably lower than the Trump administration's political aspirations. Without the U.S.-China trade war, exports to China would have ended up roughly 19% higher than actual 2020 levels, according to analysis. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle, from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat did well on Tuesday. March corn finished up 13 and a half at 552 and a quarter. May corn up 13 and a quarter at 549 and three quarters. March Kansas City wheat up 20 and three quarters at 637 and a half. May Kansas City wheat up 20 and three quarters at 643 and a quarter. Soybeans did quite nicely. March beans up 12 and three quarters at 1384 and three quarters. May beans up 14 and a half at 1385 and three quarters. Soybean meal, soybean oil did well also. March soybean meal at 428.40 up $1.20. May bean meal was at 428.90 up $1.90. March bean oil 123 higher at 47.27. May bean oil was up 121 at 46.61. So a good look across the soy complex all the way across. And corn and Kansas City wheat did very nicely also. In livestock, we had a positive start. Everything looked good from the go, but didn't finish that way, unfortunately. February live cattle down 105 at 116.15. April up 62 at 125.80. All the back months were mixed very similarly, so it was a mixed day for live cattle. March feeders down 7 at 140.77. April feeders down 12 at 144.60, but we did see some green in the far back months, so we saw mixed numbers in the cattle complex as we finished out the day on Tuesday. April hogs up 97 at 86.17. May hogs up 117 at 88.27. So a big day for hogs all in all. Cotton had a nice day. March cotton up 85 at 88.12. May cotton finished the day up 94 at 89.60. In the metals markets, gold took a pounding. February gold down 28.70 at 1,792.90 an ounce. But we saw plus signs for silver and copper. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Join Kansas Corn and K-State Research and Extension for our Kansas Corn School webinar series. While we'll miss seeing you in person, we are hosting three webinars patterned after our popular Kansas Corn schools. Featuring top speakers from K-State and Kansas Corn, the Kansas Corn School webinars on January 21st, February 4th, and February 11th are a great way to prepare for the 2021 growing season. Register to get your Zoom access code today for the Corn School webinars at kscorn.com.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Since 1971, alumni and supporters have found ways to significantly contribute to their local FFA chapters. Outstanding FFA alumni and supporters, salute today's FFA youth. During February, with annual celebrations in local chapters and communities. And proud supporters of the FFA include Performance Ag, Pony Express Veterinary Clinic, Free CPA, Frontier Farm Credit, and the Blue River Veterinary Clinic.
I am Emma Brungart. I'm a sophomore and the vice president of the Valley Heights FFA. FFA has taught me responsibility and how to be a leader in my school and community. FFA influences others by helping them build life skills to help them in finding their career path and to finding success. I look forward to entering the equine industry after high school to better educate others about wild Mustangs. With being the vice president at Valley Heights FFA, I help the president in meetings and in activities that we will hold.
Hi, my name is Danton Gershner, and I am a freshman at Frankfort High School. Well, I originally started in 4-H,
but now I have moved on to FFA, and I show cattle on a local, state, national level. That is primarily shorthorn. FFA just taught me a lot about, like, leadership and taking charge and taking care of animals. It just means a lot to me, and it's just how I've grown up with doing stuff. I'd like to learn how to judge meat. No, I don't know that many people that do it, so it just kind of interests me. I'd like to get pretty good at it so I could go on college for it, maybe.
Hi, my name is Dakota Gillig. I am a sophomore, and I am the treasurer of Valley Heights FFA. FFA has taught me the important life skills that I'll use in my future, such as welding, which I could use in a career. Learning to weld, I've been welding since I was 10 years old. It was pretty convenient for me to just get in that class, and I knew what I could do and kept getting better. I tried to get better through FFA. I've also learned how to do job interviews and speak in front of people from speech. I look forward to going to college for ag engineering and expand my knowledge into getting a job. As treasurer of Valley Heights FFA, I manage the chapter's funds.
Through service and advocacy, through their alumni organizations, through teacher appreciation, our FFA members during the month of February salute the FFA experience. And these area sponsors are proud of our FFA youth. They include JD Construction, Bruce's Body Shop, Schroller Collision Center, the Washington County Veterinary Clinic, and Murraysville Mutual Insurance. It's 7:30 from KNDY. 7 degrees would normally sound very, very cold, but contrast to almost 27 below yesterday morning at this hour. It's a step in the right direction. Warming into the teens today. 2-hour delays for Diller O'Dell and Southern Public Schools. Buses run accordingly. Otherwise, everything else is back on schedule today. They do advise you might still conserve electric and gas use as you can. This extended cold period across the nation's midsection still creating some issues. Hopefully not the rolling blackout issues we've seen recently. But if you can conserve any electric or gas utilities, please be advised.
Studies continue to show that Americans are habitually sleep deprived. We've got some eye-opening facts about the importance of shut-eye on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 17th, the 48th day of the year. Basketball great Michael Jordan has a birthday, and on this day in 1966, the Beach Boys' Brian Wilson began his epic production of Good Vibrations. Science still has no good explanation for why we need sleep, but we do know as few as 17 hours without it has the same effect on your body as 0.05 blood alcohol level. Sleep deprivation has been named as a contributing factor in many well-known mishaps, from oil spills to the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. What's the record for going without sleep? Nearly 19 days by a man who suffered from hallucinations and paranoia as a result. He was competing in, ready for this, a rocking chair marathon. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Wichita State's game of schedule whack-a-mole continued yesterday afternoon with yet another postponement popping up. The American Athletic Conference announced that Sunday's home game against East Carolina has been postponed due to COVID-19 inactivities at ECU. Rescheduling information has not yet been determined. It's the Shockers' seventh conference postponement this season, all of them due to COVID-19 protocol at opposing team schools. The family of a five-year-old girl left in a coma following a crash involving Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed says the girl is now awake. The crash happened on February 4th. Reed is head coach Andy Reed's son. He was initially placed on administrative leave, but now is no longer with the team. It's alleged Britt Reed's truck slammed into two cars on the side of the road. Police say Reed admitted to having two or three drinks before the crash. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas, Kansas State basketball, 7 o'clock tip-off Wednesday, 6 o'clock pregame on AM 1570, FM 94.1, 6:30 pregame on FM 95.5. Marysville tips off at Centralia Thursday, hosting Chapman Friday, live broadcast on KNDY.
KNDY.
Train cross the railroad.